talking about the Yetzirah, the future of Nachash, you clearly like Yetzirah la hatis. It's Chava. The Nachash was like a vessel for the Yetzirah to be able to convince Chava into sin. The Kach Dorshu Chazal she'in la Nachash refu lasid lavay. The Nachash, being that it served such a wicked purpose, it does not have any healing. Lasid lavay v'husha. I didn't know other animals do, but the Nachash is not going to be healed. V'husha amru b'medrash to heal him v'haya ke'etz shasel, like a tree that is deeply planted. Ze Adam Rishon shenu tali Yakadosh Baruch Hu, which is tali b'gan Eden. Yakadosh Baruch Hu put Adam Rishon into Gan Eden. Ashepir yitim v'itoy, he'll give forth his fruits. Ze kayin alei lo yibol ze hevel. V'cholash yasi sliach, everything he does will have atzlocha ze sheis. Loikin rishoyim. However, the wicked ones are not going to be this way. Ze nachash. Therefore, it's the nachash alkin lo yikum rishoyim mamishpat. They're not going to get up one day mamishpat. Akol misrapin las lovei. I guess that's what's mashma. Everything in the future will be healed. I guess everything will come to their tikkun. Chutz min ha-nachash. B'sman ha-shibayas kneses ha-gdoyla, hispalul lo lav-shibatum an-oyla. You will mispalul fi yetzahara to be bottled from the world. V'hushadash b'sanedrin tlas yoyme, yosivu tlas yoyme tani. He said they sat 3 days in fasting, and nafal kiguria denoyra. And like a fiery lion erupted, mi beis kotshi ha-kadoshim, Amalahu Navi, Haini Yitzhara, David Zara. That was the Yitzhara of Zara. They were successful in being Mavatala. Badi Tafsu, once they got the Yitzhara in their hands, they took control. Ishtami Mine Benisa, Nitlash Mimenu Seir. They plucked a hair. Azal Kale Arbameir Parsi. And its sound, its voice, its scream went out 400 Parsa. Amri Heichi Navid, what should we do? Dilma Mirach Mimena Shemai Elaya, Alei. Maybe, I guess, out of its cry, they can have rachman shemayim upon it. Amalu navi shadu be'evra, put this into a pipe of lead, because you be'evra, and seal it with lead. Kiyeh de shoif kala to muffle its voice. Haynu d'chsev ayer mezoy surusha vayash lichoyz el teicha ifa. They put it into this vessel vayash lichas evan hayferes alpia, and they close it with a cap of lead on his mouth. Amru hoyel ve'esotzenu. Now we see that we're being successful in being mevatel yitzara. Niboy rachli ayitzad avira. Once we got the yitzara of avida zara under control, let's also now work on the yitzara davira of znos of arayas. Bo rachli yimzibiyad. They taka davind and they were successful and it was granted and it was put into their hands. Chavshut latzi yomut latzi yelela. So they locked them up. They restrained the yitzara of erva for 3 days and 3 nights. But it was such a destruction in the world. They were looking for a fresh egg in Eretz Yisrael for a sick person. I guess it was some way to a refuah for sick people to have a fresh egg. And they couldn't find a single fresh egg for the entire Eretz Yisrael. Omri, they said, what should we do? Palga, mirkila yavi. To ask for half the power of the Yetzirah to be given up. The heavens, they don't do halves. Seems like all or nothing. Kachlinu la'inei. Let's go and stuff its eyes up. Let's blacken its eyes. And that helped that the Yetzirah should not entice people for their own closest relatives. They mavata with their power of prayer. They mavata the Yetzirah. They couldn't totally mavata it and to uproot it. If the whole world is going to be destroyed, we're not going to have another generation of people. And if not for the Yetzirah being a tremendous need for the world to exist, for to have offspring, the kiyum amin, he mevatel v'arkenos legamidi, we mevatel it entirely as well. For two reasons, they decided to keep it both for the sustenance to sustain the world and also to be mekabel schar. We're tempted and we fight it, we get schar. They were traveling, they were going on the road. And they had a split path They had a choice where to go. Chan of a patsy. One of them was open, Lepischa d'Avodah Zarah. There was idols over there. Chan of a patsy, Lepischa d'Zaynis. And one of them was going past the Zaynis. One of them said to the other, Nezla Lepischa d'Avodah Zarah, the Nachis Yitzra. Let's pass by the path that leads to d'Avodah Zarah, because the Yitzhar has already been squashed and slaughtered. So it's not going to be tempting for us. So let's take this path and we won't be tempted. Let's go on the other path, and we'll get reward for not succumbing to our Yetzara. In a place where the Yetzar has not totally been deadened, to Kadesh and the Kabbal Schar. So we should get schar when it tries to tempt us, and we won't be tempted. I guess it's a little schwer because we have this rule if there's erva out there, I guess it wasn't exposed erva. I mean, there was a house of zaynis, but it wasn't exposed erva. It says if you pass by erva, even if you close your eyes, then you consider a rasha. But I guess the erva wasn't exposed. It was a base zaynis. They were tempted to go in, and they wouldn't go in, and that was it.